Breakfast with Martin Pester.
Alma has a frightening story to tell. And the weird thing is, while Alma was telling us the story this morning, Khada walked in and said the exact same thing happened to her this morning as well. Please tell the story, because this sounds like something that, firstly, the JMPD should know about, and the SAP, and everybody else listening right now.
I was on the M1 North, and it was still early, and it was a quiet stretch of the highway. At that stage, there was only myself and a silver Corolla behind me, and I was just driving 120 in the second lane, and I realized that this guy was sitting right behind me, and he looked like he was trying to kind of pass, so I moved to the left and thought, you know, okay, no ganyama for bayre. And he moved to the left. And then I moved into the fast lane and sped up considerably.
Yeah.
And he moved to the fast lane and sped up considerably behind me. And I realized that this wasn't normal. I could see his face. He was so close to my car that it felt like he was trying to force an accident. And I realized that we were the only two cars I could see for a while. And so I drove really fast until I could see other cars on the highway. And then I moved to the far left of the highway, and I slowed down to about 80. And he slowed down to the same speed in the second lane.
So he was following you, trying to intimidate you, possibly even forcing an accident.
Very clearly. Like, this was not... this
shocking.
Wasn't me imagining it. And, I mean, the fact that it happened to Khada...
This is the shocking part now. So while Alma is telling us the story in the green room, Khada walks in and says the exact same thing happened to you this morning.
Yes, I overtook a car that was standing in my neighborhood in one of the back streets as I was going to the highway. And I thought it was an Uber picking someone up. You know, people are going to the airport at that time of the year. And as I passed, he pulled in behind me, and I thought, okay, here we go. And I'm taking the highway, and he's on me, and he's flashing, and then he comes past me, and he brakes, and then I go past him.
Intimidating
and I go,
you.
Yes, and you know what I really hated was the fact that he knew he had the luxury of the highway to him. Himself, so he can swerve into another lane. He can, because he's not going to lose me, because it's the two of us on the highway. And then when I took the N1, there were a lot of other cars on the N1. I mean, there was people with quad bikes and bikes and motorbikes, and they're all going on holiday. But these people don't know that the guy who's behind me and who I am behind at some stages, we're actually not just normal. You know, you want to actually shout it out from your window.
Yeah.
Just please know that we are not two normal cars driving. There's something going on.
There's something going on.
And then I also slacked down considerably, and he overtook me, and I just...
And then while Alma and Khada is telling this, I was telling the story, Khada says that a similar thing happened to her the other night.
Yeah.
With a little truck. So this is obviously something. There's something going on here. I mean, Khada and Alma on the same morning... something similar happened to Khada the other night. So basically a general warning: be more vigilant. There is something going on the freeways in Gauteng. We're definitely letting the JMPD know about this. We're definitely letting the SAP know about this, SANRAL, for what it's worth. So just be vigilant, okay? There's definitely something going on. Guys in cars trying to intimidate, it seems to be female drivers. And so much so that it could cause an accident. And goodness knows what happens after that, because you said it looks like he was talking to someone.
I could see him speaking.
So there may have been backup somewhere else. Just be very, very careful. Tell your friends. Tell your family, tell your husband, tell your wife, tell your kids about this.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, baby.
Martin and Span, you're freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling, feeling so strong.
Check rent.